Deck Watch, a weekly look at the United States Coast Guard in Alaska. In news this week, a Coast Guard Sector Anchorage watchstander responded to a call for assistance from the crew of a disabled boat in Resurrection Bay near Seward May 10th. A small boat crew from the Coast Guard Cutter Mustang towed the 16-foot skiff with four people aboard to the Seward Small Boat Harbor after the skiff suffered engine problems and the crew called the Coast Guard for assistance. Coast Guard Sector Anchorage was notified by cell phone from the vessel's crew that they were disabled, adrift, and required assistance. The Coast Guard issued an urgent marine information broadcast requesting the help of mariners in the area, but dispatched the Mustang small boat from the cutter when the MARB went unanswered. The two adults and two children aboard were wearing life jackets, but did not have a VHF-FM radio aboard. VHF-FM radio is the primary communications network for the maritime boating community, and it is recommended that you carry one in addition to other communications devices. Coast Guard 17th District Command Center watchstanders received a request Monday from the crew of the cruise ship Diamond Princess requesting a medevac for a 66-year-old woman suffering from a possible stroke and pneumonia 690 miles southwest of Adak Island in the Pacific Ocean. The Coast Guard duty flight surgeon was briefed and did not recommend the medevac due to the negligible benefit resulting from the elapsed time since the possible stroke had occurred. The woman was under the care of the onboard ship's intensive care unit, providing better care than a Coast Guard medevac could in flight. The flight surgeon did recommend establishing a communication schedule with the vessel's crew to check the woman's condition every 12 hours due to the potential breathing issues associated with the combination of pneumonia and stroke while the vessel transited to the nearest port of Adak. The woman was successfully transported in stable condition to commercial medevac services on Adak Island Wednesday for further transport to Anchorage. That's all for this week. For Deck Watch Radio, I'm Petty Officer Sarah Francis.
Hello, Dave Borg with the United States Coast Guard Office of Boating Safety here in Juneau, Alaska. This week is National Safe Boating Week, and I've got a message I'd like to get out to all our users of the cold Alaskan waters. Before you go out in your boat this summer, think about doing some simple preparations, such as creating an emergency kit. These kits are easy enough to stow on your boat, and they should contain some food, some water, possibly a handheld radio, and an electronic position indicating radio beacon that's registered to yourself. Also consider filing a float plan with a loved one or somebody that's responsible and would contact authorities in the event that you don't return home as planned. Also, very important, make sure you have a life jacket for each person on board and that they fit properly. It's cold out there, the waters are dangerous, but you can still have a great time during the boating season here in Alaska. Be safe out there and beware of the cold water. Thank you.
This is Petty Officer Jace Huseby of the Coast Guard Cutter Spar. The Coast Guard would like to encourage you to wear your life jacket this boating season. Life jacket doesn't do you much good if it's used as a seat cushion or if it's stowed under your seat. Children under the age of 13 are required by federal law to wear life jackets. So let's be safe out there this season and wear your life jacket.
Hi, I'm Lieutenant Commander Vincent Jansen and I'm a rescue helicopter pilot for the Coast Guard here at Air Station Kodiak, Alaska. As you know, it's National Safe Boating Week and the Coast Guard would like to remind you to purchase and also register your Emergency Position Indicating Radio Beacon, or EPIRB. The EPIRB can drastically increase the chances of being located by emergency services in the event you find yourself in an emergency situation. NOAA requires all boaters to register their EPIRB, and you can do so at www.beaconregistration.noaa.gov. On behalf of the Coast Guard, we'd like to wish you a safe and enjoyable boating season.
I'm Chief Kimmon from the Coast Guard's Fisheries Training Center in Kodiak, Alaska. Coast Guard wants to remind boaters to file a float plan when they plan to go out on the water. Many times we just tell somebody where they're going to go, but it can be difficult for them to remember all the details, you know, especially under stress of trying to find a loved one or somebody that's lost on the water. So the Coast Guard always recommends we file that float plan. We've made it easy by coming up with a website called floatplancentral.org. There you can put out the description of the boat, number of people on board, contact information, and important details about the trip that you planned. So, file your float plan, and while you're at the computer, email it to a friend, the harbor master, and family members. Happy boating, and from Team Kodiak, be safe, Alaska.
Duck Watch Watch is produced by the Coast Guard 17th District. Theme music is provided by the Harbor Brass Ensemble in Kodiak, Alaska.